In the studio here today.
Am I supposed to
Yeah,
introduce?
yeah. Your mic is on.
Cool.
Introduce yourself.
Charlie Cahill, also here on visual
Don't say your
media.
last name. Don't dox yourself.
What are they gonna do? Confine me? Okay, do it.
Okay. Don't go after Charlie. He's got nothing for you. Anyway, we're gonna listen to some cool music today. Charlie likes music a lot.
300 hours on Spotify.
You have to talk louder. Get closer to the mic. Can you tell us again how many minutes you've had on your Spotify Wrapped this year?
300 minutes on Spotify.
300,000.
Oh yeah. Oops.
Sorry, folks, we've got some technical difficulties 'cause Charlie's sound is not coming in.
You sure I'm at the right mic?
Charlie might be at the wrong mic. Try it again.
Hi.
Oh yeah, that's a lot better. Anyway, tell us again how many
Oh
minutes
my
you had on your Spotify Wrapped this
God.
year.
300,000.
So Charlie knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, vaguely. I pretend.
Okay, sure. Anyway, he helped pick the music. And now he's here in the studio, and we're gonna talk. And he's gonna keep on shooting me looks, like the look he's shooting me right now, like he doesn't want to be here, even though I know he does want to be here. Call in if you want him to keep coming. I'm not gonna give you the number, but if you care enough, then you gotta search up the number yourself.
You can do the
Anyway,
work.
huh?
You can do the work if you want.
Yeah, if you're that committed to Charlie coming back on the show, you got to do the work and find the number on the CITR website. Anyway, I just wrote a paper on a movie called Picnic at Hanging Rock. Charlie's looking at me because he hasn't seen the movie, because I haven't made him watch it because he wouldn't like it. But anyway, it's invaded my brain. So here's the song that they wrote for one of the, I think they only wrote like two songs for this movie, for the score. The rest of it is just classical music, I guess. But anyway, here is one of those songs. It is Picnic at Hanging Rock, the Ascent music by David Appleyard. Enjoy that.
Thank you. Check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Ooh. So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Looking for the perfect night out? UBC Fashion Club is bringing the ultimate throwback party to Beaumont Studios on Thursday, December 7th.
Indie Sleaze Night!
A 19-plus rave from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. What's Indie Sleaze? It's a time machine to the wild Tumblr and MySpace days, when messy eyeliner, thrifted graphic tees, and pure, unfiltered fun ruled the scene.
We've got a killer DJ lineup featuring DJ Trustworthy, Leo, Nick, and DJ Crown Jewel, spinning a variety of styles all night long.
And the dress code? Anything goes. Skinny jeans, bleached roots, vintage jackets, bring your best Indie Sleaze energy and show us what you've got. Tickets are selling fast, so hit the link in our Instagram bio at FashionClubUBC now to grab yours. Indie Sleaze Night, happening Thursday, December 7th at Beaumont Studios from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Get ready to party like it's 2012. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're back. Once again, it's me, Iz, and my guest host, who's very excited to be here.
Charlie, is it not working still?
Yeah, no, it's working.
Okay.
Sorry, we were having technical issues earlier, but we are no longer having technical issues.
We're finally free.
We are free. You heard Picnic at Hanging Rock, the Ascent music, because I have to subject the city of Vancouver and also Charlie to my brain worms. After that, you heard Elevator Love Letter by Stars, which is a song that Charlie picked. How did you find that song, Charlie?
Because my boyfriend Miles made me a playlist and he put it on there. And so now everyone has to hear it because I can't have my own music taste anymore. Everyone has to hear, I guess, the Stars.
Charlie's a man of the people.
Yeah.
He's not a music. He's. Sorry. Something about the sharing the means of production. No. Whoa. The means of production? That's. Never mind. It doesn't matter. After that, you heard Liquor Store Jesus by Amateur Hour. Lovely Minneapolis band. Minneapolis, my beloved. Great city. According to me, everyone from there likes to say that it's not, but everyone loves it. They just won't tell you that they love it, because it's kind of similar to how people feel about Toronto, I think. Is that correct? Charlie's from Toronto.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, I love Toronto so much, guys.
Okay. Anyway, Charlie was just telling me a fun story about the last time that he was on a microphone.
I was like in grade 8 and I had to do the announcements in elementary school, by the way. And I said that we were selling children instead of ice cream for like $3. It was embarrassing and I swore to never do public broadcasting again.
Wait, did you not do it on purpose?
No.
Oh, no. Oh my god, when you first told me that, I thought you meant like you were doing a bit, and then you decided afterwards that your bit was embarrassing.
I was trying to read it off a script.
Oh. Did you get in trouble?
No, because they know I'm dyslexic. Oh.
Okay, fair. Anyway, you just heard about Fashion Club Indie Sleaze Night. You know what else is this weekend?
No.
Shindig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. CITR Shindig, the finale at Redgate Art Society, which Charlie knows about because he's going.
I am.
I'm going to be talking on the radio from 8 to 9:30. If you want to hear more of my voice and I think our programming manager Kira's voice, and also I think someone else, except I haven't checked the spreadsheet, so I do not know who right now. It's going to be very fun. So come to that. And if you're not going to come to that, listen to the radio and listen to how cool it is that everyone else is there. And it's still going to be fun to listen to it, but you should be there.
I agree.
Anyway, up next is For You by Heavenly Blue, and then we've got some Tablespoons, and then we've got some My Chemical Romance, which is a band that I freaking love. I've never played My Chemical Romance on air. I don't know why. I love them so much. I saw them live in Minneapolis. Charlie saw them live too, right?
Yeah, in Toronto.
Nice. What did Gerard Way wear in Toronto? Do you remember?
I don't remember right now, but I can find the photos.
Okay. Tell us after. Yeah. If you're wondering, in Minneapolis, if you're not a follower of the My Chemical Romance fandom lore, etc., all throughout the 2022 tour, Gerard Way, the headliner? No.
Lead singer?
Yes. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. wore a whole bunch of different outfits, just like a normal artist, except in the past, across tours, they had done a lot of different explorations of masculinity. And then this tour, they did a lot of different explorations of femininity, which was really interesting. For my show, they wore black t-shirt and a blue open button-up shirt, and they had a fake bullet hole in their forehead, which I interpreted as like a Pulp Fiction kind of thing. But I watched an intensive YouTube video analyzing the fashion of Gerard Way. I don't remember what the video is called, but it's by the YouTuber Strange Eons, if you're interested. And she said, or theorized, I suppose, that it was a reference back to this outfit that they wore during Comic-Con a few years prior. I don't know what year. But anyway, My Chemical Romance. We're playing some My Chemical Romance. But first, we have some Canadian music. Not all Canadian. Yes. New Canadian music. And then we have My Chemical Romance. So a lot of really great stuff. Cool. Thank you.
But does anyone notice? There's a corpse in this bed.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Hi. Welcome back to Visual Media. With me is, and my guest host, Charlie.
Hi.
You just heard Heavenly Blue, Tablespoons, and My Chemical Romance. You heard Early Sunsets Over Monroeville out of I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love, which is the one about the vampires.
Yes.
Okay. Charlie just told me that's his favorite My Chemical Romance song. I did not know that when I chose this song.
They also did not know it's based off Dawn of the Dead.
I didn't know that either. I don't actually know that much about My Chemical Romance lore. I can never commit to like learning the lore of a concept album. Like, I want to learn the lore of Preacher's Daughter by Ethel Cane so bad, but it's such a long album, and I don't want to, like...
It's a lot of commitment.
It is a lot of commitment, even though I really want to know. And she said, Ethel Hayden, I guess, said that there's a lot of misinformation about story elements of Ethel Cane, so...
Yeah, that's kind of what happens with concept albums anyways, so...
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I'll learn it eventually, and I'll let you know when I finally know all of the lore of Preacher's Daughter by Ethel Cane. Anyway, up next, we are going to listen to Nothing off of Preacher's Daughter by Ethel Cane. I play her too much. We're going to listen to Pup or Pathetic Use of Potential?
Yep, it's Pathetic Use of Potential.
I always think it's Poor Use of Potential, and Charlie has to correct me.
Yeah, I just know. It needs to be right.
I mean, yeah, I want to get it right. This is See You at Your Funeral. This is, I think, the first Pup song you played me, right?
Probably. It's like one of my favorite ones. So.
Yeah, because we were talking about this one lyric in it that you think is goofy.
I was like, it's either this or DVP. Those are like my starter songs for Pop. But
I mean, it worked. I love this band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. I just almost pulled on this cord. Oh, my God. Sorry. Rolly chair on top of a mic cord because the mic cords are long. Anyway. More music time. What you came here for.
I'm taking medicine. off while listening to chatter. Wet my hands dry against my legs. Pulling off my charismatic grandeur. I am of value here. Predisposed to entertaining chatter. Pride myself in getting along. Hold the thought, then exhale it after. I could just disappear. Well, I am glad I came out. No, really. Not sure I'll stay, but it's nice to see you. Let's determine if it doesn't matter, if I can fit my hand in my mouth. I'm embarrassed, conjuring laughter. I shouldn't have left my house. Well, I am glad I came. Not really, but I am sure that I've stayed too long to see through. How I'm spelled. I'm sure you've gotten used to dealing some soft and final blow. I'm dust, but I could disappear.
Why not turn
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. On CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca.
Welcome back to Visual Media. We've got 10 minutes left with our fun guest, Charlie, who's having a great time.
Hi, yeah.
He's looking at me resentfully, even though I know he's fine. Charlie's fine.
Guys, don't worry. I don't need help.
He doesn't. Anyway, again, call in to the CITR phone number if you want him back on the air again. Once again, I'm not going to give you the phone number, but if you really want to and you care that much, then you can go through the labor of going onto the website and finding the phone number and dial in the phone number. Hopefully not if you're driving. If you're driving, don't touch your phone. Anyway.
Thanks for the safety advice.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We just heard "See You at Your Funeral" by Pup. "Could Somebody Hold My Beer" by Wild Hunt and Tofu Smell, and M.A. by Vic Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie agrees that we did just hear that music. Which one's your favorite line in "See You at Your Funeral"?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know how radio works.
Charlie's new here.
But you know me, I've always been a little bit masochistic because it's so funny. He's in the produce section in an organic store. It's really funny. Like, just that interaction would happen to me.
Would it?
Yeah. But I'm never actually in the organic section of the produce aisle, so.
Charlie goes to the Sprouts produce market because he's a cool guy who likes Sprouts.
Yeah. Fun facts about me.
Yeah. Anyway, we have 8 minutes left. We've got two more songs for you. First up, it is "Midwestern Queers" by Packhorse Librarian, which is Charlie's pick.
Yes. I love twinkly emo music.
It's true. We'll be hanging out and he'll have a playlist on. Half of it, twinkly emo music.
At least half.
And then anytime I go on the cursed website, Instagram.com, and I'm scrolling through all of the little algorithm-driven content, and I see something that is related to Midwest emo and or liking, and also liking men with mustaches.
Oh God.
I go to send it to Charlie, but first I always have to check the liked section, because 9.7 times out of 10, he's already liked it.
Yeah, they know me so well on the internet.
Yep. Oh, tell the lovely audience about your Spotify thing.
What Spotify thing? Oh, for the other song, the song we just listened to, the Can You Hold My Beer?
Sure.
Because I found that song because Spotify, if you keep finding really small artists on Spotify, eventually you can break their algorithm and they will only recommend small artists to you, to the point where I searched up Juna by Claro and I got a completely unrelated band with like maybe 200 monthly listeners as the first result.
So Spotify is a screwed up corporation.
Yeah.
But if you're dedicated enough, you can break the algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got about 6 minutes left. Before I play these, I'm going to play these two songs, but we're going to sign off. Up next is Dead Succulent Haunt, which is a plant and nature-based alternative music show for everyone from the experts to the overwaterers. I myself am an overwaterer. How about you? You're not a plant guy.
No, I'm like, I kill all my plants. It's awful.
It's really unfortunate. But we could still listen to Dead Succulent Haunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we're not going to listen to Dead Succulent Haunt for another 5 minutes because we have more music.
Waking up in deep crossing all go to prayer circles. I'll forget every Bible verse I wrote down. That's Charlie Brown pedal, all in that ant infested blue trailer. I'm sweating bullets in Hope Center. Pastor's got a three-story house, but he's still.
We never ends. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling lost. Someone explain. about some sins and morals.